21. Falling Bodies and Their Weight. A.E.E. Mackenzie, M.A. Galileo, 1564 to 1642, lived at a time when the world was waking from the long sleep which followed the fall of the Roman Empire. He was one of the few men at that time who had the courage to disbelieve Aristotle. In this piece from Hydrostatics and Mechanics, 1948, A.E.E. Mackenzie describes how Galileo proved Aristotle wrong and thus helped to open the way to our modern world. The swift advance of modern science dates from the 16th and 17th centuries, and the man who above all others helped to start this advance was Galileo, 1564 to 1642. Galileo lived at a time when the human spirit was waking after a thousand years of sleep. Men were filled with a new life, and they made splendid progress in the arts and sciences. One of the causes of this was a new interest in the ancient Greek writers. As the Turks closed in on Constantinople, Istanbul, which they captured in 1453, the learned Greek scholars fled to Italy, taking their books and writings with them. Aristotle, the greatest of the ancient Greek writers, had written a work containing all the knowledge of his time. This remained as it had been written and was not revised for nearly 2,000 years, for the simple reason that little new knowledge had been gained. Its great age gave it immense authority. Scholars respectfully read its pages, wrote notes about it, but never dreamt of questioning the truth of any of its statements. The young Galileo, at this time lecturer in mathematics in the University of Pisa, was bold enough to challenge one of its statements, namely that bodies fall to the ground with a speed which is proportional to their weight. This means that if bodies of 100 pounds and 1 pound are pushed over a cliff, the former falls 100 times as fast as the latter. Galileo decided to test the matter for himself by experiment. The results which he obtained have been of immense importance in the study of motion. When two objects, such as a piece of iron and a piece of cork, are dropped from the hands, they fall so quickly that it is very difficult to decide whether one reaches the ground before the other. Try this for yourself. It is therefore desirable that the weights be dropped from a considerable height. There is in Pisa a high-leaning tower which is suitable for an experiment. Galileo and an assistant dropped a cannonball weighing over 100 pounds and a bullet weighing about 0.5 pound from the top, and found that they reached the ground practically at the same moment. By many such experiments, he showed that, apart from differences caused by air resistance, all bodies fall to the ground at the same speed, whatever their weight. Aristotle was proved to be wrong, and if one of his facts was incorrect, others might be also. The Greeks, though one of the most intellectual peoples that the world has ever seen, believed that the secrets of nature could best be learnt by thought. They looked on experiment with disfavour, even with scorn. The uselessness of these ideas had to be proved before modern science was possible. It was Galileo's experiments at the Leaning Tower of Pisa which did this, and thus started the age of scientific experiment.